Federal prosecutors in New York today indicted 46 people in what is seen as a crackdown on members of the mob from Florida to Manhattan. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that convicted Philadelphia gangster Joseph Merlino, known to many as Skinny Joey, was nabbed as part of that sweep.
The indictment describes scenes straight out of Goodfellas or The Godfather. Gangsters allegedly lit a rival casino owner's car on fire, ordered that an associate break the knees of a panhandler, extorted money, operated a loan shark business, and cut deals with doctors to overprescribe meds. Now, Merlino's only named three times for counts related to allegedly running an illegal sports gambling company and healthcare fraud. He's accused of convincing doctors to push so-called compound creams. Merlino's longtime attorney, Ed Jacobs, says the case is thin.
And makes a bunch of claims that a bunch of people violated a bunch of laws, and there's not an awful lot of meat on the bone.
Merlino's twice beat murder charges, but he did serve a decade in prison in Philly for racketeering.
It's not our first rodeo. We've been through this before. We've won more than we've lost.
The feds arrested Merlino at his home near Palm Beach. He moved to Florida in 2011 after being released from prison. Since then, he's served about 4 months for violating his probation. He'd been caught hanging out with another mobster at a Boca Raton cigar bar. He opened an Italian restaurant on the Florida coast in 2015, but the operation closed this summer. Merlino, often pictured with slick back hair and flashy sunglasses, has a court date scheduled on Tuesday in Florida. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.